Liberation Station radio show for the second hour, this May 29th, 2022. I'm Chris Steiner. The site is theliberationstation.com. Your calls are welcome at 512-248-8252, toll-free 800-313-9443. We're here with you every Sunday morning, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central Time, 10 a.m. to noon Central Time, 11 a.m. to 1 Eastern Time, and that's on Republic Broadcasting Network, republicbroadcasting.org. Streaming live also on Facebook at facebook.com/wearechangedtampa, paying attention to the chat room on the listen/archives page at theliberationstation.com. And I want folks to know that coming up this June 8th on Wednesday in a couple weeks, week and a half from now, we'll have on the National Intel Report, which I'll be honored to guest host, from 6 to 8 p.m., have Dr. Peter McCullough join, along with John Leake, who are the co-authors of the new book, The Courage to Face COVID-19. Courage to Face COVID.com is the site. And we'll get back now to you in Arden, Georgia. We were talking about how the shooter in, was that Buffalo at the Tops, was being so widely defamed as to be framed as a conservative. And we're referencing the video that, go back and put that on screen, of the perfect triangle, number 95, over at twitch.tv with James Fetzer. And it looks like Giuseppe is the guest, Giuseppe, the investigator, Giuseppe Vaffanculo. And also Brian Davidson is also a guest on that show. I see. I haven't had the chance to look at it. So that's what Art was referencing. Art, Georgia, are you still there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Would you like to pick up where you left off?
Yeah, before I do, though, your Facebook feed just went down. Anyway, so what he does is he shows in this video.
Double check that. Looks like it's running on my end, but I'll check that on my other computer. The Facebook live feed computer looks like it's still streaming, but I'll go double check that, and if you hit refresh, maybe it'll still be there. But go right ahead. We're recording this also with the Skype connection, so if we have any undue interruptions like last week, we had to be split into three parts because my computer rebooted twice on its own without any warning. I just saw, back last week it rebooted on its own without any warning. It wasn't like the power got cut. I could see Windows 7 shutting down. Unfortunately, it's an older computer, but I'm running Windows 7. And maybe I had some infiltration. It looks like I'm still streaming. If you want to double check, maybe it'll work for you. But go right ahead. We're streaming live, and we'll piece it together after in post-production after the show if it did get interrupted.
Okay. So as I was saying, Jim Fetzer is the guest, but he brings with him another guy named Brian Davidson. Brian Davidson is an investigator. He's learned how to break down video to be able to tell a story of what actually happened. And it shows, as this guy pulls up, it shows where he's getting out of his video, shows shooter vantage point, or personal, was it POV? Anyway, it shows as he's getting out, it shows he's got, I don't know what kind of rifle it is because I'm not a rifle expert, but it shows him as he gets out, the first person he shoots is a white woman. Now, what's interesting is you watch as he goes through, he'll point out to you how this was not some young punk kid that didn't know jack squat about weapons. This guy is acting, carrying, and firing his weapon as a trained someone who's trained would have. This guy is like marksman precision on everything. And so he raises a lot of good questions. And I just encourage people, not now, wait till after the broadcast, just go to twitch.tv and do a search for the perfect triangle, #95, that means number 95. Just do a search for that, and you'll find it on twitch.tv. And it's almost 2 hours, but I guarantee you it's well worth spending the 2 hours to watch this, because you will walk away with some questions that you want answered. And I guarantee you they're not going to answer the questions.
All right, I'll do that. I know James Fetzer is usually a pretty good researcher sometimes. Well, you have to double-check any researcher. But yeah, some of the information I learned about Parkland that I was referencing, I learned from him, like the 28-minute discrepancy I mentioned between the Coward, a.k.a. Broward County Sheriff's timeline, apprehending Nick Cruz at Parkland at the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, and also David Hogg claiming that Nicholas Cruz was believed to be the shooter 28 minutes before he was even apprehended, according to the timeline. So, James Fetzer, everybody needs to be double-checked, but he's generally, generally has a lot to offer, but I don't repeat anything that anyone says without double, triple-checking it, finding it from other sources, or finding it from the primary source, like I did when I looked up found the Broward County Sheriff's timeline and the David Hogg video showing that what he says is true. And, that's why I played that for you, so you could hear it yourself. Anything else, Art?
No, that'll do it, man. I appreciate it.
All right, brother. Thank you. And I'll take this off the screen now. And next we'll say Paul in California. Good morning. What's on your mind?
I've heard your show before. I've never called in, I don't believe. I've actually heard Art call in on some other shows. So, Art, I would just say about your call, you used the word if the shooting was real. I don't know how anybody could take in the information on that show, The Perfect Triangle, or other shows like that, and not know for sure that the shooting was not real. I don't know what part of fake news people in general don't understand. Every single one of these shootings, for the most part, the ones that are promoted by the media, they all fall apart under scrutiny. There's all sorts of crimes and shootings that we never, ever hear about that don't get any coverage. So generally, the tip-off, if you will, or to use a poker term, the tell, is when the media covers in a breathless manner, day after day after day, one of these like mass school shootings. That's basically what you need to know, that it was fake. Now, there's people that are talking about, well, maybe, you know, it was a drill gone live, and they did have an active shooter drill at the school before and so on. All these things, in my opinion, are just used to confuse the public mind, which seems to be very easily confused, and to get us second-guessing ourselves, with such terms as a hybrid event, you know. The kind of thing that Alex Jones will talk about all the time, the big blowhard that he is.
A hybrid event where there's a drill that's going on as a cover so that, the shooters can get into place and, if they are caught and questioned, then they can just say, I'm part of a drill and we'll continue on the timeline I was mentioning with the Parkland shooting, but there's just like with the Uvalde shooting, which we didn't get into, there was a drill at the same time, and same with the Parkland shooting.
Right. So, but to kind of get my train of thought, give me maybe a minute and a half, and I'll be done with my little
take your time
rant, and we can go back and forth if you like. But so, I've been listening to and watching all of these different people online break these things down. I've read some great articles. There's several people that consistently do an excellent job using the very simple ideas, such as an internet presence for the named shooters and the named victims. And time again, they don't have one, or it's erroneous. So if you type in your name or your friend's name or your relative's name in a computer with the name and the age and maybe the location, you're going to get a match. Okay, the databases are fairly complete everywhere you go, and especially law enforcement databases. And there's a researcher by the name of Danny Saris. There's others like him that go and use law enforcement databases because they have access to the former police officer. And the law enforcement databases don't lie. And when you don't come up with an individual that matches the name and the age and the date, then what are you supposed to think? Now, one of the easiest ones that came apart this way, there were so many. I looked into the Santa Barbara Isla Vista one myself, and it came apart. I actually went to school there, and it came apart in a similar manner. And so did almost all the others. But the Las Vegas one was completely absurd. Not only did they make up the names of victims, but the names of the victims were just absurd names, almost like the people that were concocting the story were just having fun, just poking at us. So time and time again, these victims don't exist. And that's the easiest kind of victim at all to have, is somebody that you're not going to miss. And there won't be any lawsuits, which is part two of what I'm saying. So there's two things that you can break all these things down. First of all, no internet presence of the named shooters and victims. And second of all, no lawsuits filed subsequently, actual lawsuits and an actual court docket. Believe me, if there's real kids killed at these elementary schools, these school districts are going to get sued, always, all right? There's never not going to be any lawsuit. And yet, time and time again, as you'll see, like in Sandy Hook, there was no lawsuits filed in the actual court docket. So what does that tell you? So until further notice, all of these things are nothing more than what they've always been since they started this nonsense, a big fat Jew lie. And I'm not talking about the month after June. So thanks for hearing.
Well, they sued Sandy Hook, gun makers and reached a settlement.
Yeah.
So, but you're right. You're saying they're not suing those who neglected to protect the children and go after.
I guarantee you that Remington is not going to pay any real money to any of these people. What you're dealing with here is not just an oligarchy, but a kind of a corporatocracy. It's a criminal corporatocracy, and all they do is cooperate and play ball with each other. And I promise you that Remington is not going to be out any huge amounts of money to any of these fake families. I mean, all you need to know, go on YouTube nowadays, and YouTube's just riddled with these annoying commercials. You can't watch any video anymore without, seeing one thing or another. And now on YouTube, periodically, you'll have some fake, mother or father of an alleged Sandy Hook victim telling you how terrible it is today that people are actually denying that it even happened. It's the people that need to pass laws to say that it's illegal to hate them or to defame them. What kind of people have to pass laws says you cannot dislike them and you cannot say bad things about them? I mean, come on, wake up.
Well, Paul, you're lucky nobody has your last name, because I don't know what's happened with Alex Jones being sued for claiming it didn't happen, but indirectly they misconstrue that he's claiming that he's accusing those families of lying. And I'm not ready to comment on Sandy Hook, nor do I have the time right now to go into Sandy Hook. Sandy Hook is a sticky situation right now with Alex Jones, is all I'll say.
Alex Jones, okay, it's a whole other ball of wax, as they say. But if you're familiar, many people did work on Sandy Hook. James Fetzer came along after some other excellent work. I would recommend I think you can still find it. I know it's on BitChute and other places, but Unraveling Sandy Hook in 3, 4, and 5 Dimensions was an excellent piece of work. But yeah, James Fetzer's book, Nobody Died at Sandy Hook, I mean, it's definitive. There's nothing else you need to see. I mean, there's just no doubt about it. And so, again, you have to look at it one way or the other, okay? It either happened or it didn't. And if it happened, there's going to be evidence okay, actual evidence that you can use that would show that it did. And time again, you know, it's lacking. And then also what you had in Sandy Hook, if you saw all the clips, is just bad acting. I mean, are you kidding me? Robbie Parker, I mean, everybody's seen that one. Or the coroner, you know, Wayne Carver.
He goes to Robbie Parker of a parent, alleged parent, purported parent, saying that, go laughing, and all of a sudden he turns into his crying character. I want to let you know, when it comes to, I don't have much to review, like I said, about Sandy Hook right now, but We Are Change Orlando's Justin Harvey, by the way, I'm an organizer for We Are Change Tampa, and Justin Harvey is the head organizer for We Are Change Orlando, about 2 hours away from me. He's confronted, there's some videos of him confronting Leonard Posner, who's suing Wolfgang Halbig, and folks want to check out those videos. Those are pretty revealing. They say a lot more than I have to say, at least at this point.
Yeah, it's hard for the average person to fathom. I crossed the bridge many, many years ago when you have to make a decision. You say, is what we're hearing and seeing actual or real? And first of all, I'll be the first to say, I don't know because I wasn't there. But I'm at the point now where I don't believe anything that I hear or see on mainstream media, not one thing. I'd have to be there. I'd have to see the bodies. I'd have to see a ballistics match, just like Forensic Files on TV. I'd have to actually have what they call a priori knowledge. Otherwise, sorry, my default position is they are lying to us once again. And plus, what are the odds that you'd have all these different shootings happen? People have also done that kind of work, statistically speaking. In other words, how many shootings would normally occur, and given a population, and blah, blah, blah. And, just the odds of going to an elementary school and shooting, school children. I mean, who does that? And then they always play these...
Well, it has all the signs of an inside job when you have a stand down each time. You have the drills that are necessarily there to cover for the operatives. And as I say on my Parkland blog I was reading earlier from, and I'll continue in a little bit, why aren't the assassinations of these other inside assassinations that turned out to be inside jobs like JFK and Robert F. Kennedy and Martin Luther King Jr. cited as poster children for gun control? Well, the answer is because now it's common knowledge that those alleged lone gunman assassins are falsely accused, the true assassins widely known to be government operatives acting in conspiracy. There's so many examples like this supporting the need for the citizenry to be better armed and government less armed. So why don't we go ahead and arm the teachers, the staff, follow in the footsteps of Israel? We used to have marksmanship classes in the 1960s here in public schools in the U.S., even as far back as the 1950s. And we didn't have school shootings back then when everybody was so well armed. And we don't have any cases wherever the staff are armed, of them accidentally shooting children or the children gaining undue access to those firearms. We'll be right back here on the Liberty Station Radio Show. Stay tuned. Instead I have to die. Well, I'm asking why. It won't be long. No, no, no.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com and go to the Valcombi Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombi detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Back here, Liberation Station Radio Show. I'm Chris Steiner. The site is theliberationstation.com. And we have a call on the line and we'll get to in just a moment. Paul in California, briefly, do you have anything to add or if you're still there?
Yeah, no, I just was going to comment on your example. It just reminds me of that All in the Family episode way back when, where Archie Bunker was suggesting they hand out weapons to people that are boarding the aircraft to prevent hijackings.
Yeah. Oh, did you see that on my site under comedy video? Did you get to? I got that linked up under comedy videos on my site there at theliberationstation.com.
I've actually not seen it. I just remember the episode though from back then. Yeah, no, all your comments are perfectly appropriate, and I just would remind people that of the work of Colin Flaherty, who is gone now, but, you know, they took his YouTube channel down, but you can still find his videos online. And he covers the real crime wave that's being covered up and not covered. And the average person has probably never heard of the Wichita Five or the Wichita Massacre, where two black guys, the Carr brothers, kidnapped, robbed, raped, and then took it to a snow-covered football field and shot five whites in the back of the head. One survived. And this, of course, received only local coverage, and then after that it was just squashed, like so many other black-on-white and black-on-other-victim crimes that we never hear about. So, again, I just will say that if you've ever seen the work of these people that break these things down, like Jim Fetzer does a great job on this Buffalo shooting to show, you know, the timing was off. A lot of these people were falling to the ground before they were actually shot or before they could have been shot. So it's just bad.
Yeah, Drake Parnell was a 23-year-old who was a diagnosed schizophrenic, and he was accused of attempting to bomb a bank. The FBI knew about this, and, you know, federal documents show that, he was understood to be a suspect, so, you know, mentally unfit to live by himself. And, you know, as it covered that he was in contact with apparently with an unnamed federal agent, 30 minutes, you know, in the chat room, 30 minutes he posted before he committed the shooting. And Art in Georgia, by the way, he seemed to think you were implying that that was at a school. So I don't think you were there, Paul, but I wanted to make clear that, you know, we get all our facts straight. And we thanks for your call, Paul. We're running out of time here, so you're always welcome
appreciate
to call
it.
Back on this or anything else in the future. All right. Take care, Paul. And we'll get to you, Laura, in Michigan, in just a moment. I wanted to get into something just a second here. Let me go see where I try to pick up where I left off here on this blog on my site at theliberationstation.com on the Marjorie Stoneman. It's neglected news on the February 14th, 2018 mass shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. I'm going to pick up where I left off and briefly breeze through these points that I've made. We worked our way through point number four already. Point number five, teacher Ernest Rospierski said the school was having a scheduled code red drill where officers were going to be firing blanks at, and the shooter had on a mask, according to teacher Ernest Rospierski. Links to the video. Then point six, teacher Stacy Lapel said the shooter was wearing full metal body armor, helmet, and face mask. And so I make the point, maybe this shooter is different from the one Rospierski saw. Point number seven, when interviewed by KHOU reporter Matt Musil, student Alexa Meadnick said she was speaking with Nicholas Cruz, the alleged shooter, as the shooting was happening. She made no mention of him with a mask or other garb. Meadnick said, quote, so there definitely had to be two shooters involved, I believe, end quote. And then there's the link to that video. Point eight, four men dressed as police, two of whom loaded a big duffel bag onto a white pickup truck, all get on board. Then the driver threw a bag out the window onto the ground and drove away. Link to that video. Were these the real shooters disguised as police loading and escaping with their gear, like perhaps weapons, body armor, helmets, and face masks? Point nine, the unidentified teen girl says there are three shooters were involved in the Parkland, Florida high school shooting. Point 10, while David Hogg interviewed fellow students in hiding in his own statements, like calling for, quote, sensible gun control, end quote, that's in the midst of the shooting, it might seem like he wanted to record history in the making, potentially the last words of himself or others as a message in a bottle, in case he were to be shot, and unable to deliver that message later on. Although not knowing whether the coast was clear, making the recording jeopardizes them all by making noise and not attentively listening for signs of danger. And we'll be right back, finish this up, and we'll get to Laura in Michigan when we get back here on Liberation Station Radio Show. I'm Chris Steiner. Be right back. Young man, you will conform. I didn't have my soul express those rules when I was born.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Some people need their fears. They think it makes life clear. No one's on earth alone, yet everyone's on their own.
Welcome back to the final half hour of the May 29th, 2022 edition of Liberation Station Radio Show. I'm Chris Steiner, and reading from the blog over at theliberationstation.com. Click on blogs, and then you can click on follow along by clicking on the blog entitled Mass Shooting February 14th, 2018 in Parkland, Florida. That's the Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School. And I'll skip down to point 11, Florida, two shooters and a body bag. There are two videos that are still up. I'm surprised after all these years, part one and part two in this mass murder are two telltale traits of an inside job. One, a stand down to allow it to happen, and two, a drill to allow the actors in gear to take positions. If discovered, actors can simply excuse themselves as taking part in a drill. If Cruz was a shooter, it appears he wasn't the only one. As such, he would have likely been an unfortunate victim of mind control coordinated with the other shooter or shooters. And these two videos show what appears to be a body bag loaded into a pickup truck and taken away, maybe with the gear that I mentioned before the break. Who knows what was in those bags? And next point, number 12, per the article, entitled Questions Arise About What Mental Health Treatment Florida School Shooter Received as Relative Reveals He Was Also on Medication to Deal with Emotional Difficulties, end quote, by, that's the article, title of the article by Ashley Coleman in the Daily Mail, February 16th, 2018. One, quoting from that article, one relative said he, Nicholas Cruz, was at one time prescribed medication for his emotional difficulties, point. Second point, the second excerpt is the sister-in-law of the teen's adoptive mother also revealed that he was taking medication at some point for emotional difficulties, but didn't elaborate on what kind of drugs. Excerpt three, some prescription medications used to treat depression or psychosis have a side effect of causing murderous thoughts, but it's unclear if Cruz was taking any drugs at the time or what they were. And as I mentioned earlier, that he could have been in withdrawal. It doesn't matter whether he was taking drugs at the time, could have been in withdrawal, which causes suicidal, homicidal ideations, thoughts and actions that don't manifest until they go into people, those patients go into withdrawal. And that's to finish up that blog. And now we'll get to you, Laura in Michigan. Good morning. What's on your mind?
Hi, Chris. First of all, I wanted to talk about Mark Anderson. Robert Ann is lucky enough to have an actual investigative journalist. His show is called Stop the Presses on Wednesday and Friday. He started covering the shooting. He did an excellent job. And, you know, he actually goes to the place. He actually investigates. He doesn't read other people's blogs. He actually investigates. So he's working on it right now. He ordered the local newspaper there, and he's going to check for funerals and obituaries and that sort of thing. So also that I wanted to tell you, last year before Christmas, near my home, there was an actual real school shooting. These parents had bought their son, 15-year-old son, a Glock just for Christmas present. And he shot up Oxford High School. And how I could tell if there's a real shooting. That day, the highway was clogged with rescue vehicles. Helicopters were coming in. I mean, it was unbelievable how many rescue vehicles there were. Now, I look at these other shootings, and I don't... For instance, I heard when the parents were yelling about we want to get in. I didn't hear sirens. I didn't hear helicopters. Nothing like that. But to me, that's how you can tell a real shooting when you have all the rescue equipment coming in.
Right. Yeah. Well, a lot of them are kept out. So. A lot of the time, in a lot of these instances.
Especially with this one. Mm-hmm. You got, 21 people supposedly shot? Come on. You have to have a lot of rescue vehicles for that many people. It just doesn't make sense, you know?
Yeah, I haven't looked into this particular one in Uvalde. So we'll stay tuned then to Mark Anderson, Stop the Presses. That's every... it's every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday here on RBN. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, every 2 p.m. Central Time, 3 p.m. Eastern.
He's been really doing an excellent job. He's planning on going there and going right to that place and finding out what's going on. He's he writes to the American Free Press, too. So he's definitely an investigative journalist.
Yeah, anyway, surprising what we can find out when we just take action and look into things, take our own, do a little bit of our own investigation. We can do a search online and say, why hasn't anybody asked a particular question? And then find out, it's because nobody's apparently researched it, or at least the search engines are banning it. So, the more widespread it becomes, the more impossible it is for the slave stream press to ignore it. Calling in and then like take this information and call in to other doctors.
Last year there was a church shooting. They said the guy was shooting into the church. So Mark actually went to the church and walked all the way around it. He couldn't find any place where there was damaged siding. He couldn't find... It was an old church that had the old panes of glass with old putty in it, you know? He said none of the panes of glass were new. He said, how could there be a shooting there? He says, there was nothing damaged. We actually went to the church and walked around it. Could not find any evidence of the shooting.
You know what church that was at? The River Church in McAllen, Texas? Or?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Pardon me. I'm just reading from the Republic Broadcasting website. I think that's it reads in 2019, Mark and Pastor Jason Magnum of the River Church in McAllen, Texas, started worldimpactnews.net. So, but would you happen to know the name of the church?
I don't.
All right. Yeah, I've never heard that. I'd be interested to check into that. you know, they try to pull off so many false flags, and you know, there's just no evidence to back them up. And you know, because the slave stream press is so lazy to ask any questions, they're so afraid of you know, being seen as contradicting the official narrative, the official myth. And then you know, it just takes folks like this calling into talk shows, as I said, and making this information, giving others the permission to talk about this type of information, these facts. And you know, when they're on video, that people go on location and point out that they're just trying to scare us, trying to keep us in a state of, whip us into a state of fear moment after moment to moment.
That's what we need to prove what they're doing.
Right,
and
takes fearless people like Mark Anderson.
We got to expose them.
Mm-hmm. Great, Laura, is there anything else that you have to add?
No, that's all. Everybody just tune in to Stop the Presses and see what Mark comes up with.
Right. All right, Laura, thank you very much. Welcome back to Call Anytime. And, yeah, such an asset to Republic Broadcasting Network, another great reason to donate to Republic Broadcasting Network, where you have breaking information that you won't find anywhere else, and the community to take the information and spread it to other, spread it around the internet, spread it around to other talk shows. And I hope you're calling into talk shows and calling into C-SPAN to reveal what hasn't been revealed elsewhere. And let's get back to my script here. I wanted to get into, as I promised last show and the show before that, I didn't get much into 60 gigahertz, part of the 5G network, which is the bandwidth of the 5G network is 30 to 300 gigahertz. So 60 gigahertz from research inhibits the ability of heme, which is part of hemoglobin, from absorbing oxygen, apparently. And talked about it a little bit at the end of the last show, but ran out of time, so I wanted to get into that now from an article over at stop5g.cz. That's stop5g.cz, entitled 5G, 60 gigahertz wireless network oxygen absorption, unable to breathe. Oxygen, the atom, is O, meaning that's atomic oxygen. Oxygen, the molecule, is O2. That's one form of oxygen. Then there's other forms like O3, which is ozone, O3 and above. Continuing the article, the two atoms together, is O2. These two atoms form the oxygen molecule and share some electrons. 60 gigahertz causes electrons surrounding oxygen molecules to spin, akin to how high-powered microwaves running on 2.4 impact, that's 2.4 gigahertz, impact molecules in food such as water. They're heating, and that's talking about microwave ovens, by the way. That's the 2.4 gigahertz that microwave ovens use. Continuing the article, they're heating in part by impacting those molecules to rotate or oscillate with each wave. The movement energy from the rotation of the super tiny water molecules helps heat the rest of the food. In a similar way that 2.4 gigahertz causes H2O, that's water, to oscillate, 5G, that's including part of the 5G bandwidth, as I mentioned, 60 gigahertz, even at low power causes electrons and oxygen molecules to spin. Changes to the spin frequencies on oxygen electrons impact human biology. The impact of oxygen molecules spinning the electrons is that it makes the hemoglobin unable to uptake the oxygen and get it to the rest of your body. 60 gigahertz wireless network, 60 gigahertz V-band wireless has many technical advantages as high-speed links or lack to interference. The 57 to 64 gigahertz band is located in the millimeter wave portion of the electromagnetic spectrum, where the wavelength varies from 10 millimeters, that's 30 gigahertz, down to 1 millimeter, 300 gigahertz. So I just want to interject here so folks understand that when you see on your wireless routers, might say 5G or 5 gigahertz, that's different from the 5G network, which is it's really a loose standard, but 5G in the 5G networks means fifth generation for cell phone communication, whereas on your wireless router, it stands for 5 gigahertz. So two separate things that are often confused for each other. Continuing the article, oxygen absorption of 60 gigahertz. Point-to-point wireless systems operating at 60 gigahertz have been used for many years by the intelligence community for high-security communications and by the military for satellite-to-satellite communications. Their interest in this frequency band stems from a phenomena of nature. The oxygen molecule, or O2, absorbs electromagnetic energy at 60 gigahertz, like a piece of food in a microwave oven at 2.4 gigahertz. This absorption occurs to a much higher degree at 60 gigahertz than at lower frequencies. This is an evil plan to kill our nature. This 60 gigahertz wireless network should be stopped immediately. Also, ignorance of people is involved. We need your help to stop this. Adverse health effects of 5G mobile network technology under real-life conditions. This article identifies adverse effects of non-ionizing, non-visible radiation, hereafter called wireless radiation, reported in the premier biomedical literature. It emphasizes that most of the laboratory experiments conducted to date are not designed to identify the more severe adverse effects reflective of the real-life operating environment in which wireless radiation systems operate. Many experiments do not include pulsing and modulation of the carrier signal. The vast majority do not account for synergistic adverse effects of other toxic stimuli, such as chemical and biological, acting in concert with the wireless radiation. And I'm going to interject here. By synergistic, they're suggesting that other factors could be involved, like harmful toxins or maybe even beneficial nutrients, metallic nutrients that resonate with various frequencies. The resonant frequencies could be doing harm. And so, a lot of these toxins, a lot of toxins and nutrients are stored in our fat. And there's some research that shows that people who have higher excess adipose tissue, meaning people who have extra fat, excess fat, are more negatively impacted. And I'll continue with the article now. This article also presents evidence that the nascent 5G mobile networking technology will affect not only the skin and eyes, as commonly believed, but will have adverse systemic effects as well. Point one identifies wide spectrum adverse health effects of non-ionizing, non-visible radiation. Most laboratory experiments were not designed to identify the more severe adverse effects reflective of real-life conditions. Many experiments do not include the real-life pulsing and modulation of the carrier signal. The vast majority of experiments do not account for synergistic adverse effects of other toxic stimuli with wireless radiation. 5G mobile networking technology will affect not only the skin and eyes, but will have adverse systemic effects as well. And I'm just going to mention some of the references at the bottom of this article, and not all of them. One is a very well-known book entitled Magnetobiology, Underlying Physical Problems, first edition, March 8, 2002, by Vladimir Binney, spelled B as in boy, I, N as in Nancy, H, I. And next reference is 5G, 60 gigahertz, oxygen absorption, U, and coronavirus. I'm trying to get to that link here. Maybe apparently it's been taken down. Let me see if it's over at archive.org. And give me a moment here while my computer catches up. skipping the last break. Thanks, Sam, in the control room. Yeah, I'm having a difficulty getting that one. Sorry, folks. Let me see if I can look that up another way, because that was a really good link, and I hate it when information is scrubbed from the internet. Point I'm making here, and this article implies, is that a lot of what you think is caused by coronavirus, like a lack of oxygen and blood clots, apparently is caused by frequencies like 60 gigahertz. And I think I can find this article linked elsewhere. And if you give me just a moment. There we go. Journal of Molecular Spectroscopy is where this is published, May 2005. 60 gigahertz oxygen band, precise broadening and central frequencies of fine structure lines, absolute absorption profile at atmospheric pressure, and revision of mixing coefficients. And running out of time here, I wish I had more time to get into that. And over at NutriTruth.org, 5G, 60 gigahertz oxygen absorption, you and coronavirus. And that's over at NutriTruth.org, referring to Ashley's research. She's been a good researcher. Hasn't done any videos lately. I think she's from where I first learned about this. And getting back to your chat, says time is drawing short here. And sorry, folks, I wish I had more time here. I'm sorry if I'm scattered. I know I'm scattered, folks. I'm just all over the place trying to read all these references and to get your chats at the same time, and trying to struggle with links that have been removed, apparently. Lastly, see if this one comes up. It's 60GHZ-wireless.com. 60GHZ, as in gigahertz, -wireless.com. And that has quite a bit of research on 60 gigahertz as well. So I want folks to be aware, it may not be a viral infection that's causing a lot of these issues. It could be 60 gigahertz. And let me get over here real quick to one last study that I tend to reference when I cover this pretty often. And that article is entitled "Evidence for a Connection Between Coronavirus Disease 19 and Exposure to Radio Frequency Radiation from Wireless Communications, Including 5G, in the Journal of Clinical Translational Research by Beverly Rubick and Robert R. Brown, published September 29th, 2021. And it's even referenced on the National Institutes of Health website. And trying to keep up with these chats here. Getting back to earlier in the show, Prester John in the chat room says, I listened to Mark Anderson's show on Friday and just watched the footage from the first few minutes of the clip that I posted, but I'm still perplexed. He says, I'm still perplexed about what went down in Texas. Can anyone clarify whether or not kids were killed? There must have been shots fired. Otherwise, the concerned people in the clip above wouldn't have been trying to get the police to act and enter the building. And at the very least, the police are responsible. Yeah, I agree. Looks like that's true. Police keeping the parents out while they ran in and rescued their own children. And let's see what we have time for here. If we have time for any clip. If we got Sam in the control room, do you have time to play clip number 4? Just let me know, either by breaking in or in the chat room. Also, clip 4 from play from 30 seconds to 3.5 minutes. Okay, if you could play that, go right ahead.
Let's get real, let's get loud. On America Out Loud Talk Radio, this is the McCullough Report, and I'm Dr. Peter McCullough. Cases are on the rise of SARS-CoV-2 COVID-19 infection. I'm sorry to give you the bad news, but here we are in May of 2022, and we see the first inflections. It looks real. The cases are on the rise, both worldwide and certainly within the United States. So it's happening yet again. We'll do a deep dive on who's getting the infection and why. But with 80% of Americans now having taken COVID-19 vaccination, 90% in other countries, including Canada, there are very few unvaccinated left to blame for the pandemic. If the most recent rise that we're seeing is still within the Omicron subvariant family, almost certainly the victims of COVID-19 will in fact be those who are fully vaccinated. That means they've already taken installation of the genetic code for the dangerous spike protein. And now the spike protein is already in their body. We know from autopsy studies that it's in the brain, the heart, the bone marrow. It's within the cells, the immune cells, the monocytes within the body. And then the patient actually gets the respiratory infection. So I was on the news this week, and I wanted to give you just a snippet from Dan Bongino on his show on Fox News.
We're learning more about the dangers of spike proteins, folks, found in COVID vaccines that invade the bloodstream and could damage vital organs. I've been following this story for a long time. Here with an update on this is cardiologist Dr. Peter McCullough. Doc, thanks a lot for your time. We've had you on before talking about these spike proteins in the vaccines, but recent findings are pretty significant here. Some impacts possibly on the brain, our circulatory system. Can you give us an update on this, what you're reading in the recent data?
Well, Dan, thanks for having me on. I'm actually out in Salt Lake at the Aware and Informed event. And I can tell you spike proteins are going to be a big part of the presentation here. Exposure both with the respiratory infection and the vaccines. First, let's take the respiratory infection. A paper by Rhodes and colleagues from LSU, 36 patients who die with COVID-19 in the hospital, spike protein damage in the brain was evident. Separately, the NIH autopsy series published by Chertow and colleagues, 44 patients also die in the hospital. Evidence of the intact virus replicating at a low level, even out to 230 days after the respiratory infection. You know, I have a new book out called Courage to Face COVID-19, and in that we emphasize the importance of early treatment. None of these patients who died received early treatment before the hospital.
Yeah. Dr. Peter McCullough, thanks for the update. Thanks for your time. We're going to stay on top of this story. Thanks a lot.
And that was from the last edition of the McCullough Report at AmericaOutloud.com. And the May 23rd edition, and also didn't have time to play the Moderna CEO, Stéphane Bancel, saying that they've approached all the countries in the world and they don't want the Moderna shot, so they're having to trash 30 million of the COVID vaccines, COVID-19 so-called vaccines, because, quote-unquote, nobody wants them. Thanks for tuning in to Liberation Station Radio Show. Thanks for joining in. This is Chris Steiner. The site is theliberationstation.com. And check out the banner at the top for starting your own health-promoting water ionizer distributorship with Enagic. Make money and help grow your health and your wealth at the same time. Thanks for tuning in, and always take great care.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.